Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）。一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。 播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容。如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。Hi, I've worked at Vodafone for a couple of months. What have I learned at this company, which nearly everyone in New Zealand knows its name? In this video, I'm going to share a few things I've learned and also some tips for you if you're starting your new job. Let's check it out.Hi, welcome to Bear Academy. I'm Bear, a UX and product designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. As mentioned that I've worked at Vodafone, the largest telco company here in New Zealand for a couple of months. And I've learned a lot. And it is a great job. My job title at Vodafone isa senior UX designer, and I'm working with two teams, an eShop team, which involves a website of our all the online products and all the digital equipment for e-commerce. And the other project is called My Vodafone Web. It's an app for all the customers who's using Vodafone service.That can check their services and ask for help or support. So this is these are two projects I'm working at, and I've learned a lot from this the whole process. So actually, I think the easiest thing will be sharing my sketch note, what I've learned at Vodafone.And it will be easier to share it. But also, I think I can share some details for that. So the first thing I think what I've learned is to understand the complexity. So Vodafone is a large company with decades of history. The platforms they are using are super complex, which makes design progress is a hot challenge. It's a challenge. I'm not a big fan
of redesign project as a UX practice.This is I can share in other videos. And now I'm even more against it. So these are the reason. You never know the real constraints, feasibility and complexity of the project. For example, like take Vodafone, for example, we have some legacy platforms that cannot change much and it really limited your design for the whole journey. So I think to cope with complexity, you need to have a faith of UX approaches. For example, design thinking or double diamond design process or other things. And also communication is the key. If work in silo, you might have high risk of the later stage.And this brings me to what I've learned at Vodafone is communication, right? I think I've put it here, right? Communication. I think the first one to become a better communicator is to be a team player. And if you're working with a team, normally you need to support other team players.You need to be transparent about the things you're doing, about the knowledge you have, and also commitment is the key. You always commit on the things you said you're going to do. So don't be a barrier. Don't be a blocker. You don't need that. You don't need to become a blocker to show your value. That's not your value. It's about to get things done. It's about to support other people. And I think commitment actually is your value. This is the first thing of communication, what I've learned about communication at Vodafone. The other thing actually is quite different. It's about to show your work, especially to senior people. I mean, this sounds really interesting because sometimes if you're a designer, if you're a developer, maybe you're good at doing what you're doing, but you might not good at presenting, especially presenting it to some executives or some senior stakeholders, especially in a large meeting with a lot of people, you might not feel comfortable to do that. But what I've learned is that it's really helpful to show your work to those people and to get some support. It can really get the next stage much easier or much smoother, and also can get more support from other people, from other teams. And my trick or my tips is about to set the scope and to navigate the expectation. It's about to show them, okay, what the problem you're going to solve, and to guide their expectation, not jump directly to the final scope, but one by one, step by step, and then it will really help you to achieve the goal. Actually, during what I'm doing at Vodafone, I had a few spring reviews that involve some senior stakeholders in the meeting. And what I've done is to, I think some tricks is that do some pre-talk about what you're going to show to them. Send them some trailer. For example, when I finish the design, I might send them the drafts of the hand-drawn drafts for the design, and then talk about the final design during the meeting. So just increase the curiosity and then leave some hook. Yeah, so this is what I found is really important. It's just not be afraid of talking to people. And for myself, I'm an introvert. So my goal is to become a loud introvert. And I think this is what I've learned of learning, of working at Vodafone, the second one. The third thing about learning at Vodafone, I think, is to become a navigator. This is all about work proactive and be active, and sometimes take the control take the control of your time, of your productive, and take the control of your calendar. So for this, I think it's just about no one can tell you what you will do next is the best for you. So you got to find it by yourself. And what I've learned for this is actually two things. One thing is it's okay to say no. And also you need to learn how to say no properly and learn to say it. But also about what we previously discussed, to show your commitment and to build a trust with your team. And the second thing I think about this is to probably quite detailed is about to design your calendar. Yep. So you have the full responsibility of your time and your productivity. And if you're working in a large company, probably if your calendar is empty and to fill up automatically with a lot of meetings, a lot of catch-ups with other people. But I think you need to design it and you can manage it. I will record another video to show how you can design your calendar to make the best use of it in the later stage. If you're interested about that, please leave a comment. I'm going to share it later. Right. So this is the third thing, the final thing I've learned at Voltvo, to be a navigator. I think that's pretty much all the things. And actually, I've learned a lot, including, you know, take the advantage of your strength and the resource you have while you're working. It's really important. And also, I've learned a lot from my boss. She's really good at communication, understanding the goals, and also keep the team motivated. Probably later, I will also record another video about what I've learned from all my bosses. Yeah, it could be fun. Right, I think that's all I've learned. And because now I'm taking another decision to move on from Vodafone. So I really appreciate those people I've worked with. And also, thank you for watching this video. I hope you find it helpful for finding out what you've learned at what you're doing. Right. And if you have any story you want to share with me, please leave a comment below. And if you haven't subscribed this video or this channel, please subscribe it to support me and to leave a comment to build some interaction. Right. I'm Bear. This is Bear Academy. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in another chapter. Ciao.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力。请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com。这期播客的所有详细信息呢，可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道，或者是微信公众号，搜索“狗熊有话说”。五个汉字，狗熊有话说，既可以找到，谢谢。
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.